WUE.com today.
Tonight, coming up, we have Nail the Score. We're in the playoffs. Ooh, it's getting interesting. Let's hope the computer picks one of the great games on tap this weekend. There are four of them, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. We still have our prize pack that we want to give away. Crazy things happening around the country, sadly, including this one that four are dead after a shooting at a St. Louis plant. When I woke up, I was looking at some of the headlines, and I happened to turn on the tube, and you know how the cable stations throw to the local news folks when there's a lockdown or there's somebody that's going on a rampage, and I thought, oh, no, here we go again. And sadly, this time in St. Louis, it was a worker who was upset in a pension dispute. See, it's all about the money. It keeps coming back to that with people. He goes to his company, he shows up, he opens fire, killed three people, wounded five others before he killed himself. See, that's the cowardice act that I can't stand. You should be able to nail these suckers to the wall when they do something like this. And it was at a place called the ABB Group plant. And, of course, workers were scared to death. They were in closets. There was tons of snow there. They were on the roof trying to do whatever they could, thinking that, well, they could be shot. And this was a 51-year-old man who was suing his employer. He walked in with an assault rifle and opened up, and it was all about the pension. Wow. Just very, very sad, sad stuff, again, that unfortunately we see played out too often across the country where something's happened, and a lot of it's related to employment, and there's the case of one of them. All right, politically, Obama has decided to say that the buck stops with him. He holds a press conference is what I would call it, a briefing, if you will, is probably a better word for it. Talked about national security, pretty much a lot of the same things we heard before, took responsibility for what happened or could have happened on the Christmas Day with the plane that might have blown up near Detroit. And once again, nobody gets fired. He's saying they have to do it better. They have to do it faster. Intelligence officials have to make some dramatic changes and all that other sort of stuff. What was really strange was the tiptoeing around the word. We keep seeing this, the word terror or whatever, because clearly he did say he called it a war. He said it was a war with Al-Qaeda. But if you notice what they've said with this administration anyway, they're trying to avoid those kind of words. So anyway, one thing that's happening, they're adding more air marshals to flights. Hundreds will be in the air, about 4,000 air marshals. They're saying it might be domestically, internationally, all that other sort of stuff. And now here we are post September 11th. What a debacle. An intelligence community that, of course, isn't understanding what they have and what they have to do, the information, right? So they had the information. They didn't do it with the Al-Qaeda terror guy, the 23-year-old Abdullah Muttalib. They didn't keep him off the plane. They didn't catch him and as they could have caught him earlier. So that was the gist of it, saying it's appalling. And the same things that we've heard, that, you know, the buck stops here. We're going to do something. I think the problem is, this should have been said earlier, and some people should lose their jobs. For my money, sorry, Janet Napolitano as Homeland Security just does not wash. It's not the right person for the job. And if it wasn't Homeland Security, and I said this before, it stems from the embassy, then let's go there. All right, in the meantime, the other political hot potato that now is kind of getting lost in the sauce is what's going on with health care. And the deal with healthcare is ultimately this. The whole transparency issue has bubbled up. Okay, C-SPAN CEO said, I've been used like a political football. And the reason that I've been used, the guy's name is Brian Lamb, is because President Obama said that, you know, they would televise all this healthcare reform negotiations on C-SPAN, which is, by the way, a nonpartisan channel that was founded to cover Congress. And what's happened is, of course, no such thing. Lamb was on Bill Press's radio show, and he said that the president had no right to assume C-SPAN would cover the talks in the first place. And while he said his network would naturally want to cover the negotiations in full anyway, the White House didn't live up to the commitment of constantly saying that they were going to do that. So I thought it was interesting what Congressman Frank Pallone, a Democrat from New Jersey, said. The first thing he did was he defended the private parts of the negotiations, backing up the president and saying that really basically the bills wouldn't have gotten passed if they don't have that. That wouldn't happen. Here's what he said.
Well, I think you have to understand that all the public aspects of this are pretty much over right now. In other words, we had hearings. We had six hearings in my subcommittee. We had numerous hearings in all the committees. We had the debates on the floor. But when you get down to the final negotiations between the House and the Senate to reconcile the bill, there has to be some private discussion. Well, the only thing I'm saying, Bill, is that you would never actually get any bill, this bill or any bill, unless you allowed for private negotiations. And even if C-SPAN came to the White House today, then there'd have to be private negotiations later in the day or the next day, because my experience is you can never get a bill finally hammered out without people being able to talk privately. It just wouldn't happen.
And then he took it a step further, and when he was asked about this as to, hey, on the campaign trail, it was all about transparency. So really, let's be honest, what gives? And here was his response.
No, I don't think so. I mean, this bill has had more transparency than any bill I've ever seen. And there have been more hearings, more debate on the House floor,
really?
More opportunity for the public to be heard. The bill's always been, you know, on the Internet, the draft for people to read. I think we're just talking about when you get to the final stage where there has to be some give and take between the House and the Senate, it's inevitable that there has to be some private conversation.
Well,
I don't think so, because I think he was talking about the major times when we were debating or having, you know, hearings on this bill. And we've done that many times, always with C-SPAN, always with the cameras. And I don't think you can expect that at the end, when you're actually negotiating the details between the House and the Senate, that those members are going to be in front of C-SPAN.
Always,
you know,
with
you make
the
speeches. Because I don't think you could actually get a bill done if you didn't allow private conversations. I don't think any bill could ever be accomplished and the language could actually be hammered out. So if you do what you're suggesting, there will not be a bill. And I think it's important to have a bill.
All right, so we're back to that again. By the way, just for the record, how much has been televised? 1 hour. That's what's been televised. So the White House flunky press secretary, Robert Gibbs, says, look, the president's number one priority is getting the differences ironed out between the House and the Senate bills so we get this done, and that Obama doesn't regret the campaign promise of transparency. The bottom line is, and it is true, you can't defend this. I mean, he did say many, many, many times about the whole transparency thing, that the Bush people were secretive and that they had all these backdoor meetings and all this other sort of stuff, but it wasn't going to be this way with the past administration. It was going to be all about, we're going to let you see everything. And so they really put themselves in this situation, especially specifically mentioning C-SPAN. It would have been easy to just skip over that, right? We're not going to skip over Nail the Score just because it's the playoffs. In fact, we're going to do that next on ATN.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. 5305 or heartandbody.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed it is. And boy, do we have some interesting games that will be played out this weekend. There are 4 of them, 2 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. What game will it be? The Bengals and the Jets, the Pats and the Ravens, the Cowboys and the Eagles, the Cards and the Packers. Let's see what the computer says. Ah, my oh my. Wild card weekend, and we've got the Patriots and the Ravens on deck. How about that? I'm glad, in a way. As you know, I am a lifelong Eagles fan, and it's probably better for me. At least
all right, keep me thunder by your beloved Eagles.
At least to keep me grounded in the Big D, that I do not have to come up with a guess on my team. I almost think, kind of like Matt does when he talks about the Vikings, that I could provide a jinx for them, so I don't want to have to do that. Now, the Ravens and the Patriots, that's an interesting matchup, I think. It's funny, Tom Brady, I mean, of course, if he retired tomorrow, which he's not nowhere near retirement, he's like the Derek Jeter of football. Fistful of rings, he got the beautiful model stud wife, and the kids, the kid from the previous wife, the kid from the current wife. What a great life Tom Brady has. But like every other athlete, it is never enough. Never enough. So, and not for Bill Belichick either. So having said that, can they muster up a win against the Ravens? The Ravens have such heart, and they have such great defense. And you look at Ray Lewis and what a warrior he is, and how much they've helped out the young quarterback Flacco. I'm going to say, and I'm sure a lot of people would disagree with this choice, I'm going to say Baltimore wins this, and I think the score is 27-21. Matt, what say you?
Wait, who did you go with now?
I went with Baltimore, the Ravens.
Okay. because at first I thought you took my score there for a second, but it's pretty close. I'm going with the Patriots.
Woo!
27-23.
You're kidding. All right, Patriots 27. I like that. 27-23. So you, what are you pointing to? Playoff experience? Well, but Ray Lewis has playoff experience.
Yeah,
a lot of people
on
the Ravens.
The Patriots are just a better team, I believe. And the Ravens, they got a good defense, but their secondary, I don't think, can hang with the Patriots, even though they don't have Wes Welker anymore. Still got Randy Moss, and there's always a chance he's going to score a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, Randy Moss was such a great pickup for them. But the Wes Welker thing is a huge loss for them. However, you are right. I will agree with your analysis. They still have other weapons. But I think it's going to be a close one. So you and I do agree on that. That we're talking about a handful of points. I mean, actually, Matt's is even closer in his Patriots pick, 27-23. It's always fun to do this nail the score thing, and so many of you come out of the woodwork for it, which is cool. So hopefully you're still around. It's been a very strange week because we're done through, you know, we're through the holidays, and people are trying to get back into the swing of the normal cycle of life, I guess. And it's been rough Isn't that funny? How can we complain about having days off for the holiday? I don't know, but I've gotten a lot of emails like that. All right, Tom in Kansas is the leadoff hitter. You get the first crack at this, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. I think this is going to be even closer than either one of you say. I have the Patriots 22-21.
Ooh, 22-21. You could be right, my friend. It is going to be a close one. We'll be watching. Thanks, Tom. Have a good one.
Sure, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our pal Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Jana, before we get to your score guess, how cold is it in Iowa right now?
It's about 5 below, and the wind chill's about 40 below.
40 below. So
yeah.
Do you just not go out if you don't have to? You just stay
That's
in and eat
right.
soup? Good for you. I wouldn't go out either. I don't blame you. What do you think is going to happen?
I think the Patriots are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And my score's 17-14. I think it's going to be close.
Ooh, 17-14. All right, so far all of us have this in common. Jana, we think it's going to be close, but I'm the only one picking Baltimore right now. Good luck, Jana. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hopefully nowhere near that Thompson prison. Hey, Rick.
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
I live in the middle part. It's way up north.
Sweet.
Border. Tell that lady in Iowa, it's cold here in Illinois, too.
Does it feel like 40 below with a wind chill?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
It'll get colder, too.
So when
there's snow down there.
Yeah, so when you go out, do you just wrap yourself up like a mummy, basically?
Oh, yeah. Put the ski mask on there.
Yep, exactly.
And all that.
Exactly.
Are you enjoying the snow down there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I heard you ask that. I loved it. I took a whole bunch of pictures of it, and, you know, we had snow on Christmas Eve, I think I said this, and then we had snow after that. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm taking the Patriots 27, Baltimore 17.
27-17. All right, everybody picking the Pats. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, I think the snow is bothering you.
And you know what? I'm sorry, Rick and everybody else. If the Ravens win this, I'm going to rub it in all of your faces. Thank you.
Okay. All right, take care. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Rick. 800-259-5791. I'm just glad it wasn't the Eagles and the Cowboys. I don't even remember what my stupid prediction was last time. I thought it was going to be close. I never thought it was going to be a blowout. It was so humiliating. All right, 800-259-5791. Chris in the great state of Connecticut. One senator a little lighter, by the way, as of a couple of days ago. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kay. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too. Chris, how far are you from Manhattan, New York? How far are you from New York?
About half an hour.
You live in a great area. Do you go into the city a lot?
No.
Yeah, why go into the city? Who wants to fight the traffic and the crowds? Okay.
I go to Mohegan Sun.
Exactly. Mohegan Sun. I used to go there. I used to work in New York, and we used to go to Mohegan Sun sometimes after I got off because, of course, as you know, the casinos never close.
Right, right.
Ooh. All right, who do you like, the Patriots or Baltimore?
The fellow before me took my score. I'm going to take the Patriots, 27-21.
27-21. All right, that's good. That's right in the ballpark of some of the others, though. Everybody picking the Patriots. All right, Chris, good luck at those craps tables when you go down again.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Man, those Indian casinos are everywhere. In Texas, they have, let me see, there's one called Choctaw. It's not in Texas, but it's in Oklahoma. There's another one. It's called Windstar. And when you go in the parking lot, all you see is Texas license plates. It's hilarious. Let's go to Brad in Kentucky. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I have to be honest with you. I was pulling for the Cowboys last week just so my Vikings could get a bye. No, I'm not a Cowboys fan. Definitely not a Cowboys fan, but I want my Vikings to get in the bye this week.
And
so.
You got it.
Got it. So this week I'll pull for the Eagles.
Good. Thank you. What do you think?
I think Moss is going to pull a late fourth quarter TD down from the heavens and pull it out, 31-21.
Woo, 31-21. You could be right. Randy Moss is great. I mean, can you believe that 17 teams, though, passed on him when he was in the draft, remember?
I know.
And look at him now. I mean, the Cowboys were one of those teams that passed him. A lot of teams could have used him now, but, of course, they were reading the reports on things that happened at Marshall.
Yeah.
All right, you
off
are in. Yeah, off the field. You are locked and loaded.
Hey, don't forget, go Yankees.
You're so funny. Go Yankees. Nasty. Bye. Rubbing it in after my poor Phillies loss. Oh, everyone is so mean. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hey, for the record, you can also send us an email. I know a lot of you do. Dave in Vermont does. Jake does in Austin, Texas. And you can do that at americatonight.net. Right now, I am the only person picking the Ravens. My guess was 27-21. The rest of you have all picked New England. Do you know something I don't know? All right, we'll take more guesses on the flip side here on America Tonight.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher.
Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, we're nailing the score here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, hope you're keeping warm wherever you are. Speaking of keeping warm, I think at the mothership, you know, we have the plush studios there, and we've got an Olympic-sized pool out in the back, and Brady Oren, who is a part of the crew up there, apparently, I thought polar bear stuff only happened on New Year's Day, but apparently he is on some kind of a wild dare, is thinking about donning a Speedo and jumping into the icy pool waters. It's a good thing I'm at the satellite. I don't need to see any of that, what's going on up there. All right, if you've got a scoring guess for us, perhaps you will nail the score, which would be really cool. I have a lot of them pouring in through the Internet, so americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, Clarence. Would you ever, you know how these guys do that where they wear those tiny bathing suits and jump into those icy waters? It's crazy. You always see shots of them on the news. Would you ever do that, jump into the water and swim in the, when it's like 40 below?
Of course not.
Good for you. I knew you were a sensible man. Now, tell me whether you're picking Baltimore or the Patriots.
Well, basically, I have the slightest idea. But Patriots 27, Ravens 20.
27-20. All right, so another Pats believer. Clarence, take care and stay warm there.
But I must say one more thing.
Okay.
Now, I hate to say this, but Dallas will make it three straight.
Oh, Clarence, you're just trying to beat me up. That is,
no,
you guys are so nasty. You gotta show me some love, man. You gotta cheer for my team. Help me. My Eagles need some help.
Well, I've been a Cowboy man for years. It's time.
All right, Clarence. Okay, I'm gonna forgive you for that then. Good luck to you over the weekend. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
How about them Cowboys?
Faye in Kentucky. Hello, Faye.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you keeping? Are you keeping warm? What's the temperature
like? I'm crying. It's 9 degrees right now.
9 degrees. You know, Faye, that people in Texas, it's like we've had a massive. It's like that freeze character that Arnold Schwarzenegger played in one of the Batman movies mm-hmm. has suddenly come to town. It's only 22 degrees, but you would think it was like what it is in Kentucky when you're talking about single digits.
Well, the last week or so, that'd be a heat wave here for night, you know, night time.
Yeah, no kidding. Are you picking the Patriots, too?
No, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Yay! Do we have some applause from that lame studio audience back in Minneapolis? Okay, so the Ravens, what do you think the score is going to be?
17-10.
17-10. All right, you are locked and loaded, Faye.
All righty.
Thanks, you have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, we're going to go west now. Let's go to Dave in Oregon. Hey,
okay,
Dave.
Let's get the New England bandwagon started again here.
Okay.
24-17.
24-17. So you think Wes Welker isn't there, but you're thinking Randy Moss is going to play a big role, right?
I have no clue. I'm just picking New England 24-17. It's in New England. I figured they'll probably win, keep the score low.
That's good reason why. I mean, you're right. It's in New England. Keep the score low. I agree with that. All of those reasons why. New England, by the way, is 5-0 all time against the Ravens.
That's a good thing.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
It is the first playoff meeting, however, right? You got Brady, who's got a bunch of injuries. Don't forget that. But not anything like the torn knee ligaments that he got back in 2008. Wes Welker, who set a team record for receptions, even though he missed a couple of games, and pretty much the whole regular season finale, is not going to be there. He had 123. He's not going to be there for the playoffs. So you've got Bill Belichick, the coach, being a little bit coy as to his injuries and not talking about, you know, not dwelling on Wes Welker, but I don't really blame him for that. Any good coach is going to do it. They're not going to just reveal everything that's happening. Let's go from Oregon back to Kentucky and Jose. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Who do you like, Jose? Do you like Baltimore or do you like the Patriots?
Well, I'm going to go really crazy in this one. I'm going to go for Baltimore.
Sweet! What do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to go really high. I hope it gets to be an offensive game instead of a defensive game.
Okay.
31-28.
All right, Jose, my man, on my side of this Baltimore. We'll see what happens.
Hey, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to your Eagles last week?
Oh, so now you kick a lady when she's down. Sure. They fell apart like a cheap suit. They were terrible. They weren't prepared. Donovan McNabb looked lost in the sauce. Andy Reid made some lousy play calling mistakes, and it was an embarrassment.
Well, what do you think about putting another quarterback?
No, they well, you know who the other quarterback is. Who let the dogs out, Mr. Vick? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to do that to McNabb. It's going to be McNabb, and it's going to be a different game, though. Jose, are you a Cowboy fan?
No, my friend is, but I was hoping that the Eagles could have won.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens on this third meeting between these teams. Traditionally, thanks for the call. Traditionally, in three meetings, it's pretty hard to beat the team three times. But, you know, the first game was closer. The second game was ridiculous because the Eagles had so much to play for. Instead of the Cowboys, but the Eagles definitely did. They could have gotten the bye. So, let's hope there's a different, for my sake, let's hope there's a different result this time around. You don't understand. I will never, ever hear the end of it. How about Susan in Kansas? I bet you it's very cold in Kansas. Hey, Susan.
It is minus six.
Minus six. But mm-hmm. you are used to this. You know that there is always a chance you're going to get that kind of weather.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so you just make sure you're prepared and you've got all your gloves and hats and you get into. Do you go out and warm the car up first before you ever get into it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Hey, growing up in Philly, we did that too. You had to go out first, clear off the ice, and then the snow, and then you warm up the car, and that's what you do. You just get used to it.
That's right.
Who do you like in this one, the Patriots or the Ravens?
I like the Patriots.
What do you think the score is going to be?
I think it's going to be 29-17.
29-17. Hey, where you are in Kansas, do they have Perkins Pancake House?
Well, not pancake. It's just Perkins, but not pancake.
Ooh, but they have Perkins. I like Perkins.
Yeah,
do you like Perkins better than the Waffle House?
No, not really.
You like the Waffle House better?
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right. I'm just doing a little survey. I guess the Waffle House is good. I like waffles.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. IHOP is good, too.
IHOP is good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good.
I like all of those better, no offense to Denny's, than Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do, too.
The eggs and the flapjacks are better. All right, you keep warm there in Kansas.
Okay.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, let's see. 800-259-5791. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you, what do you like? Where's your favorite breakfast place?
Well, I would actually have to say probably my favorite would be IHOP. We have a Perkins here in Lexington. I probably wouldn't advise you eating there. You'd liable to get shot. There's been a shooting or two over there.
All right, so don't go there. Forget that. Okay. That's funny. Who do you like, the Patriots or Baltimore?
Man, I'm going to go with Baltimore. I've been way off the page, so I think the Patriots will win, but I'm going to pick Baltimore 27-24. Every time I pick a team and call your show, the other guy wins, so.
The other guy wins. Well, that's why it's called Nail the Score. It's not as easy as everybody would think. It's you're just taking a random guess. You just don't, who knows? You know, don't worry about that.
I'm going the other way this time.
All right, 27-24. We'll see if you are correct. Good luck.
Have you got your long johns out yet?
Oh, totally. I had to walk the dog today. I had a mask on. I had a scarf on. I have them. I definitely do because, you know, 20 degrees is still cold. It's not single digits like all of you are suffering through, but it is cold. So,
man,
yes.
This is crazy. It's been a pretty good streak of these single teen digits here for a while.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? And you guys get it bad in Kentucky, just like they do in Minneapolis. Boy, they're all complaining in Minneapolis. All right, you have a great weekend. Keep warm.
Take it easy.
All right, you too. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you just tuned in, we're not trying to nail the president or Janet Napolitano or anybody else right now. We are nailing the score. Randomly, we picked the game of the week in the NFL. We're into the playoffs. There were four games. And the game that came up this time was Baltimore and the Patriots. So pick one of those and tell us what you think is going to happen, who you think is going to actually win this game, and maybe you're going to be the grand prize winner. I'm glad that we did swing into the playoffs. So far, we haven't had a winner other than somebody back at the mothership, which doesn't count for any of the prizes, and I was just stunned when it happened. All right, you know the numbers, jingle them, and I'll also go through some of the emails that I've received. We'll do that next on the flip side here on America Tonight.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any
any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
To nail that score, maybe this time around will be your lucky day, or at least this weekend will be. The game that we're talking about is one of the first games up, obviously, the Ravens and the Patriots. I've chosen Baltimore. A lot of you have chosen the Patriots. That's fine. We have some emails that we'll go through. Let me throw out the digits, 800-259-5791. Let's go out to, let's see here, let's go out to Edna in Kansas. Edna, is it your traditional guess? What is the guess?
Yeah, 22-17 for the Patriots.
Patriots. Okay, 22-17. Now, let's make sure no one has that. That would be awful if someone chose that. No, you own that score. Hey, Edna, before we let you fly, though, I have to ask you this question. If you go out to breakfast, would you go to a Perkins or a Denny's, or where would you go?
Well, I haven't been out. I'm a paraplegic in a wheelchair, and I just don't go out for breakfast.
Oh, but you get breakfast served to you. You get breakfast.
Well, yeah, I don't go out.
All right. Well, that's probably good for you because in Kansas right now, it's freezing.
As far as I know, we don't have those stores here where I live.
Oh, in Kansas. Okay. Probably not. I know you live in a very nice small town, so you're right. Maybe not because they're predominantly in a little bit bigger areas. Edna, good luck. 22-17, the traditional guess. We'll see if you get it right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. I think I'm going to have to go with the Patriots 28-26.
28-26 Patriots. All right, you are locked and loaded. Enjoy watching the game. Let's move on to, we're going back to Illinois. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, thinking about this, I think it's going to be the Ravens 10 and New England 9.
10-9. Wow, so you're picking a pretty low-scoring affair.
Yeah, I think it'll be a defense. I think part of my reasoning here is that the reason I'm thinking that way, Kate, is that it's 1 degrees here with a 20-mile-an-hour wind, and you just count. You can't count very high under those kind of weather conditions.
I got you. I feel you. That's bad. That's cold. Very, very cold. Well, you can stay inside and watch football all weekend long, okay?
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, thanks, Dale. Anybody else who wants to get in on the action, again, because time is ticking away, I'll throw out the 800 number, 800-259-5791, or, of course, you can hit us up this way as well, americatonight.net. A couple of guesses here. One from Jake, who's listening to us in Austin. Jake says, Kate, I think that's going to be an interesting game. It is pretty tough to pick this one. You know, I always traditionally throw out crazy scores, so I want to continue on that roll. I'm going to go with you. I think Baltimore will surprise a lot of people. I think the score is going to be 28-9. Wow. Boy, that stadium would just be, the people would be ready to revolt if that happened. But crazier things have happened. Who's to say? Who knows? Maybe that will be the case. All right, here's one from Alan. Alan listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Hello, nail the score time. This is the first time I've done it. I'm actually working, so let me throw this out, and I hope no one has it. If they do, oh, well, I tried at least. I think the Patriots will win this one, Kate. I think the final score is going to be 32-18. Nope, 32-18. You got it, my friend. You are in the books. Okay, there's some more, but we'll hold off on that. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The game, of course, is the Patriots and Baltimore. So let's see if anybody can nail the score. In the meantime, I want to make sure that I mentioned this because it is the end of the college football season. You know, after all, the college football guys, that's the feeder system to the NFL. And we saw that the Crimson Tide prevailed. I don't think they would have if Colt McCoy, the quarterback for Texas, was in the game, but he was knocked out early with a little shoulder injury and didn't want to risk it. So the winners, your champions, were Alabama. They stopped Texas, and they win the BCS crown. What was intriguing about the game is the fact that you had a true freshman quarterback who jumped in there and, boy, you know, even if you wanted Alabama, it's like you had to really pull for this kid who, Garrett Gilbert, who found himself with 3 minutes and a couple of seconds left, and he fumbled after he was sacked. He was blindsided. He was sacked. And then that really, you knew that was it. And so, of course, the Alabama added a touchdown, and the final score, like I said, was 37-21, and the whole time one of the big stars in college football, Colt McCoy, was nursing his shoulder there on the side just watching. But good for him. He's the quarterback of the future. He's a kid. He almost did it. I mean, you know, he's only thrown 26 passes, and there he was in the title game. Yeah, it was his opportunity, and he did a couple of things right and a couple of things wrong, and that's how it happens. Jeff is listening to us in Kansas. Jeff, what do you think?
I think Patriots are going to win, and I think it's going to be a low score, but it's going to be a high one, though. It's going to be something like 30-27.
All right, 30-27, Patriots. Jeff, you're in the books. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great weekend. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Well, you know, the kid quarterback in Alabama is a freshman also.
I know.
And he lost a game.
I know.
He lost the game in high school or in college that he started.
Yeah, but did you see those third down situations? They could not convert. What happened to them after they got the lead?
Oh, I know. I know.
It was like,
you know,
what, 10, 1 out of 10 or something? It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's... I think it was Todd Blackledge. He was the one that there was somebody else that came along. I remember had never lost a game, and I think he lost his final game at Penn State in the national title a long time ago. But I don't know. That's kind of amazing when you think about it. He never lost a high school game, and you know, we'll see. I mean, I don't think Alabama's going to go the next 3 years without losing a game. But you know, anyway. By the way, did you ever go see Avatar?
I didn't. I'm dying to see it, though. Probably this weekend I'll see it. Did you see it?
I thought it was Dances with Wolves in 3D. I finally got to see it.
So. Was that good? Dances with Wolves in 3D. So are you saying you liked it?
Well, it was. Yeah, I think the effects and everything was great, you know. But it was just different. And, you know, I just thought it was fun. The thing I found real funny was watching the previews and all the 3D movies that they've got coming out, you know. And, you know, I really don't want to get into that stuff until we get 5D, you know.
5D. You're so funny.
You
hey,
know, the fifth dimension, you know. Come on.
I know what you're talking about. Hey, we're up against it. Give us a guess so we can go to Rick.
I don't think this will be very high scoring at all. That Ravens defense always keeps games in check. I'm going to go 21-17 with the Ravens.
21-17 Ravens. All right, we'll see if you're right. Thanks, Dom. We're going to move on quickly because we're up against it to Rick in Kentucky. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
How are you doing? Are you keeping warm?
It is cold here. It's 12.
I know.
I'm showing 9 degrees right now.
Ooh, 9 degrees. Yikes.
That's pretty cold for Kentucky.
No kidding. What do you think? You like Baltimore or do you like the other team, Patriots?
I'm going to have to go Patriots. 27-17 Patriots.
You got that 20, one? No, 27-17 someone has, but you could do 27 something else.
Let's go 31-17.
All right, 31-17. You own that score. Thank you very much, Rick. Stay warm this weekend. Thanks to everybody who called and emailed us. Don't worry, there were still some emails coming in. I've got them. We'll make sure that you are locked and loaded and you're ready for the competition. We'll see ultimately who wins. Maybe somebody wins this time around and you actually nail the score. Good luck to everybody.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.